com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the Greenbacks tumble.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. That's the traditional version of the Lord's Prayer. Here's the Roman Catholic version. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. There are many among us who say words such as those, but don't mean them. There are people who are politicians who will do anything to increase their pleasures. They say these words in church and at services. They say, but they don't act or behave that way. They commit evil deeds. For example, exactly who was it who said, let's take some connective tissue and grind it up with the meat we sell and sell it to our best customers? They'll never find out. We'll treat it with ammonia to kill the bacteria, and everyone will be okay. And we'll profit another 15%. Just who said that? And what kind of evil is in that person? And who approved it for sale at the highest levels of corporate America? And how does it end up in lunches, school lunches for school children? How does that happen? What kind of a person would do that? Class, you know you are over the target when you are taking flack. And we at USAPrepares.com are taking flack. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. And your dial set correctly to USAPrepares.com. We're broadcasting live for now, three times a day. 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, and 3 o'clock from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountain Studio A. I've got some information on the website, and you may listen live, usapreparers.com, USAPrepares.com. Dave's producing the worldwide broadcast right here on Genesis Communications Network, the world's largest and world's leader in alternative radio broadcasting. Converging threats are confronted daily by your instructors. I'm Vincent Fennelli, and there's a link to all of your instructors on the website, usapreparers.com. Podcasts right here are free. We're posting some up-to-the-minute articles on the website, news articles. I think they're the ones that you really need to read. So if you want to read those most important articles to us as Americans, as freedom-loving Americans who just want to be left alone, USAPrepares.com. David Klotz is with us today, and he's a Missouri resident. We're going to talk about Walmart. And Dave was on just recently with me on a Friday, and we talked about Walmart for an hour, and as a result of that broadcast, we decided to talk for 2 hours on Genesis Communications Network. We were on KWTO AM 560, Springfield, Missouri, also known as the powerhouse of the Midwest, also known as Keep Watching the Ozarks, KWTO. It's got a signal that hits six states on a clear day. It's the powerhouse in the Ozark. AM 560 is low on the dial. It travels really far. It's built in 1933. We talked about Walmart. Welcome, Dave Klotz.
Well, thank you, Vince. Hope you're doing well this morning.
I was until you called me before the broadcast.
I understand.
We'll take this however far you want to take it. I don't know what to do.
I know.
I have never, Dave, seriously, I have never been stunned as I have been this morning after your call. And if you want to let, you know, at some point during the two-hour broadcast, if you want to let people know, and
I'll just leave it at this, Vince. You know, whenever you stand up, try to be a man in this world and confront those powers that are devouring your hometown, that are destroying the livelihoods of people you care about, exporting the investment local businesses need, your local economy requires for its growth. You know, when you stand up in this world, you will pay the price. You know, your Lord's Prayer hit me right in the heart because that's exactly what I needed to hear today. I have a little bit of animosity in me, and I don't want that to eat me up. You know, I understand the risks involved. I've paid the price over and over and over, and this is just another time for me to buck up and be a man about it.
And what you're talking about is you paid the second highest price a person can pay. You know, the ultimate price being death, that hasn't happened. But the second
highest
price...
Well, no, I didn't lose the love in my life. You know, they can't take the love away in my life. To me, that's far more valuable. This just cost me a job, so...
But, Dave, it was a direct result of you being on the air with me.
Well, you know, there was very little other... excuses they could use. So, I mean, I would like to think no, because I don't want you to feel at all responsible. It was my decision to do what I've done, and I understand the ramifications of it. You know, the tentacles, Walmart's tentacles reach a long way, and, you know, it's not the first time I've had to pay a price for trying to speak out, try to speak the truth to power, try to educate people about the economic consequences of Walmart business model on their communities. So, you know, it's just, as you said, you know you're over the target when you're catching flack, and so be it.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Well, we'll go as deep, as far, as wide as you'd like. We've got 1 hour, 45 minutes of this broadcast to go. Dave, you are a person who, and correct me at any time if I'm incorrect, but my understanding is you're a person who has spent 20 years or so with Walmart. You have been trained by Walmart. You've been nurtured by Walmart. You've been formed into what they wanted you to be. And during that process, you saw Walmart from the inside. Is that correct?
That is correct. You know, and yes, they did try to mold me at a certain point in time. Your outside pressures conflict with your internal belief system. That's what happened with me. Walmart kind of got to a point to where, you know, at one point in time, I was actually recruited out of high school by Sam Walton. And at that point in time, it was a Buy American company that you could really be proud of. You know, Sam used to say things like, if we don't support the manufacturers and the towns our stores do business, who's going to be left to shop at our stores when the jobs are gone? Used to say things like, our success is a direct product product of the efforts of our people. You know, therefore, they deserve a share of the profits. Profit sharing came along, did really well for a lot of folks who, you know, didn't have access to higher income opportunities due to lack of education, perhaps lack of ability, maybe in some areas to be able to climb that. And so, you know, at Walmart, 30 years ago was a different company than Walmart is today. I unfortunately was there during the transition from a company you could be proud of into something you can no longer recognize and support anymore. And at one point, it just finally got to the point that my internal belief system was stood up to the pressure and just said, no, I can't take it anymore.
Dave, when I lived in Virginia during the 1990s, I lived in a small community of 500 people, and the big town of 20,000 was about 20 to 22 miles away. And there were farm supply stores that were locally owned. You could go to a farm equipment dealership. There were gas stations. There were service stations. There were lots of small businesses that operated for generations. And all of a sudden, this Walmart was coming in, and people said, Walmart's going to destroy our community and so forth. And Walmart came back with, no, we're going to create a lot of jobs. We're going to hire hundreds of people. This is really going to be an economic boon for the area. And what I saw was Walmart built a small store. It was not a super center at that time. They built a small store, and that small store had prices that were way lower than everybody else's. And the business, it was a magnet. It pulled people from shopping other places right into Walmart. And then Walmart, I won't say abandoned that building, but they built another building down the road, closer to town, a super center. And that was kind of a relatively new concept where you had food and all the stuff that Walmart would sell, you know, the dry goods and the hard goods and so forth. And that brought in Lowe's, the home improvement center. And then, I mean, that was it. That was it for the small business. It just, there were two places. You could get everything you needed at Lowe's for your home or Walmart. That's all you needed. And it just destroyed the small business.
You know, and people don't realize the ramifications of that, because you have companies, outside corporations who are not local, that export the investment required by local businesses who have commitments to their local communities that you don't see from these corporate players. And, you know, so they just displace the investment required by small businesses to grow their businesses, to create jobs, to grow incomes in the community, and drive
hold
down wages.
We'll be right back. Dave, hold that thought. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Don't be surprised when the global elite confiscates money from your bank account one day. They have already very clearly telling you that they're going to do it, with what just happened in Cyprus serving as a blueprint for future bank bailouts. If you are concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options options of buying gold and silver. Again, the Global Elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and I will send you a booklet with 10 reasons why gold and silver could be right for you. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the next bank bailout hits. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details and your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Oh, man. We've done it this time. David Klotz is with us, and we're both in Missouri. And David, we're talking about Walmart. What does Walmart do to a community? What have you seen with your own eyes?
Well, you know, we've got 2 hours, so let's just, if you don't mind, let's just take this from the very beginning. I'd kind of like to inform people as to why I have the attitude that I do toward the company and why it is I try so hard to get the message out. As I said, I was recruited out of high school by Sam Walton, and I had the opportunity to get to know quite a few executives within the general office during the late 80s, at a point in time when the company was a totally different company. It was the executives were approachable. It was more or less a family-oriented company. And, you know, you could toss ideas back and forth to the executives. You could get some communication back from them. You know, it was a completely different thing. And so I had the opportunity to go to Bentonville, Arkansas, their general headquarters, several times. And this was when I was in my late teens, early 20s, to pitch ideas that I had to help the company, as I seen it, to the executive vice president. One of those ideas, you know, this was at a point in time when the supercenters were on the drawing board and Walmart touted their Buy American plan. But we've seen more and more import merchandise come in, which would be made in Taiwan. You'd peel the labels, you'd see made in China on it. And this was before Bill Clinton normalized trade with China. So And, you know, American retailers didn't carry Soviet-made merchandise. You can't buy Cuban cigars. At one point in time, it was against the ethics of the American people to support the enemies of liberty in the world. In other words, we felt like it was immoral to capitalize off the exploitation of subjugated populations such as the Chinese. But it was a huge opportunity to make vast profits. And so, you know, whereas American retailers typically dealt with 20 to 30% markups on American-made merchandise, this imported merchandise were triple-digit markups. So the profits were just huge. And, I wanted to see if we couldn't find a way to cement Walmart's commitment to its Buy American plan in the floor plans of the new supercenters. This was just when the supercenter was on the drawing board. And I wanted to put an American-made department between Hardlines and the grocery department in the supercenters to promote our American-made merchandise and cement Walmart's commitment to Buy American within the store plan, within the floor plans of the store. And as I was pitching this idea to the executive vice president, you know, he shot me down pretty hard, and I really couldn't understand it. And I was kind of the general office feeling pretty dejected, and just happened to run into Sam Walton, who had a couple of people with him. Now, you tell me if I'm getting too long here, because I kind of want to...
No, you're doing fine.
Okay. And so I just happened to run into Sam Walton, who had two people with him, and this was a man and a woman, both I would guess in their mid-30s. As I said, I was maybe 19 or 20 at the time, you know. And so Sam, if he ever met you, he knew you. He seen me, he recognized me. He said, "Well, Dave, what are you doing here?" You know, he knew I was from Salem, Missouri at the time. And I said, "Well, you know, sir, I was presenting some ideas to your EVP. I don't think I did a very good job. He wasn't very receptive." And Sam, who was just like a grandfatherly figure, said, "Well, you know, that's all right. Let's try again." And so he takes me back to this little cubicle, which is all the general office was at the time, a combination of cubicles, a very modest kind of thing. And it was a cubicle not far from his office, which was a very modest office, too. And so set me down and said, "I'll be right back." And he left the room. And the two people that were with him come in and sat down across the table from me. And this blonde lady, I would just guess maybe a minute or 2 minutes after sitting down there, she kind of looks over her glasses at me. And, you know, I got to tell you, she was a pretty attractive woman. I didn't feel anything amiss at the time. Kind of looks over her glasses at me. "So who are you and what are you doing here?" And so I didn't really know who these folks were, but I did know they had been with Sam. And so I thought, well, here's an opportunity maybe to pitch my ideas to people who might be able to have some influence within the company. And so I kind of went into the American showcase, is what I called it, the American-made department. Got about halfway through it to where she understood what I was trying to do, and she actually got up on her feet, leaned over the table into my face, said, "Who are you to tell me how to spend my money? Why should I waste my money supporting your high-minded ideas? You need to grow up and get lost." Well, the woman was so cold and so confrontational, so completely disinterested and callous about the interest of working families, about investment in local economies, because that's what I was trying to drive for, that it stunned me. I mean, the woman actually terrified me.
Hey, Dan,
I was 19 years old.
Hold that thought. When we come back on the other side of this break, let's find out who that woman was. I'd like to know. Dave Klotz, we're talking about Walmart from the inside, a two-hour expose, USAPreparers.com.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055, Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use, you just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione, but due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
What
today?
God, you're
take my when you go to the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Well, class, I just want to let you know I am absolutely stunned. This morning, before the broadcast, I got a call from David Klotz. And he let me know that... That he paid the price, and he didn't tell me, but he wanted to make sure that I knew before the the broadcast that he had been fired from another company because of his interview with me on KWTO AM 560 Springfield, Missouri. I guess, David, we have a huge, huge reach. So huge. We hit 97 counties in Missouri and 5 or 6 states, you know, in the fringe range of AM 560. I think the reach is so big that Walmart does not want you to say another word.
No, they don't.
So you paid the price. And we're going to do this for 2 hours. So, David, you were saying that you were in Bentonville, Arkansas, at corporate headquarters of Walmart in the early days of your career there, and you were trying to get the message across about buying American. And I remember the Buy America American plan when I was in Virginia. They had these signs hanging from the ceiling saying that we've created these jobs, and these 6 or 7 people are manufacturing light bulbs right here in the United States of America. It's great. We've created these 6 jobs. As if it was really important, while they've exported, you know, hundreds and hundreds and even thousands of jobs to communist China. So who was this woman that you met in this meeting in the corporate headquarters, this blonde woman in Walmart?
Well, I'll tell you, that was probably a day I wish I had never actually went to the headquarters, because I didn't realize at the time who I was speaking to. About a month and a half later, after she got up and stormed off and left me sitting there kind of stuttering to myself, I picked up the Arkansas Democrat Gazette, seen her picture on the front page. It was the First Lady of Arkansas, Hillary Clinton. I met her in her capacity as a Walmart board member. You know, she was given the only lifetime board seat, and I believe this was 1985, if my memory serves me right, that has ever been given to anyone. It was given to her at a time when she had no business experience to speak of, didn't have any real stockholding, but she did have something going for her that nobody else had. She was the wife of the governor, Bill Clinton. And Sam Walton always said, you know, Bill will be president. And so I kind of got me watching these two people. They really weren't on my radar up to that point. Kind of got me watching Bill Clinton. And as I observed the events that followed, you know, I seen him run for governor in 1990, the last time he ran for governor. And the big thing that at that time was right to work in Arkansas. Sam was in favor of right to work. The Democratic Party, who Bill represented, was opposed to it, because labor was opposed to it. Bill campaigned against right to work. As soon as he was elected, he flipped and signed it in, codified it in the Arkansas Constitution. Since then, the Arkansas working families, their incomes have been flat. You know, they were promised all kinds of, the golden goose was really going to fly over them and bomb them with golden eggs. That's not been the outcome, really, regardless of your political leanings of it. Nobody can make the case that it benefited the working families of Arkansas, but it sure did benefit those companies who wanted to keep labor at bay, you know, and so. After I watched that, then I seen Clinton run for president. He was about to get beat. Went down to Bentonville, loaded up his coffers full of last minute campaign cash, squeaked out that election. The next thing you know, then he's normalizing trade with communist China, signing NAFTA, GATT, WTO. The end result then is now 30 years later. About 30 years later, we export $8 billion to communist China and import $344 billion from them. So, it's so discouraging, because politics on both sides of the aisle have been completely purchased to the interests of those who have no concern for local communities, local economies, working families, even the future of this nation. They are prepared to finance the enemies of liberty in the world to the point of equipping communist China now with the second world's largest military, the world's largest in number, rather than invest in local communities by supporting American manufacturers. To me, it's treason. It always has been, and it's been fostered by both political parties, who are just corrupt and useless to the interests people.
Tell us what you really mean.
Well, I think I bet.
Dave, You mentioned I was writing down these notes. $8 billion is exported to China. How much are we importing from China?
$344
billion. $344 billion. Now, David, I have been saying, and I want everybody to know, the things that I say on the radio are the things that come out of my mouth are my beliefs. That no one tells me what to say. I believe what I say to be true, and I say what I believe to be true. Now, I have been calling Walmart the Chinese factory outlet because such a great percentage of what I perceive that they sell comes from China. Do you have a feel for what percentage by volume of sales is from China?
I love to do this for people because I'm pretty good at it. If you drop a dollar on a Walmart counter, Walmart payroll is 5 to 7% dictated to the stores by the general office. That means a nickel to 7 cents of every dollar dropped on the counter is going to recirculate through the local economy in payroll. Well, half their inventory is import, mostly made in China, which accounts for 15 to 20 cents of every dollar. So you're talking about a company that exports $2 to $3 to communist China for every dollar it recirculates through the local economy. And this has gone on now for decades. So the economic displacement by this point in time has created an economic environment where local businesses literally cannot survive because they don't have the access to the slave-made junk that Walmart does. That, you know, if they're going to take care of their people, it's going to come off their bottom line. So Walmart's created, it's really the Walmart economy, they've created an economic environment where either you undermine your people, or you undermine America's workers, you export investment required by the communities, or you go out of business. And it's just, it's so savage. It's like Darwinian, only we're kind of traveling down the evolutionary ladder economically, you know?
Dave, on our farm, we have, in our farmhouse, we have a rotary brand lift. And a rotary lift is one of those things that puts a car or a truck up in the air. So we own one, and it's right in our farmhouse, in our garage, in our farmhouse. And last night, our son was working on our Dodge Cummins turbo diesel 3/4 ton pickup truck. And he asked me to just make sure that he's replacing a front bearing, and this is a hub and bearing assembly, and it came from China. This is his fourth or fifth one under warranty that he has replaced, and it came from a big box auto store, and this is his fourth or fifth one, and they keep wearing out in 20 to 25,000 miles. And I looked at, as I was torquing this 175 foot-pound nut on his axle with him, I felt the disc rotor, the front rotor, and they look brand new. And I said, how many miles have these rotors been on? Because the wear on them was unbelievable. They said about 20,000 miles. Here's the point. The point is the original disc rotors that came with that truck, the Dodge brand, lasted probably 200,000 miles. He replaced them with these Chinese rotors that come from the big box store, and that's what they sell, Chinese rotors and Chinese hubs and Chinese bearings. Well, 20,000 miles, they are shot, absolutely shot, because the steel is so inferior in these disc rotors. What I'm saying is
quality of merchandise across the board. You know, this stuff is just made for the landfill. It's not made to serve the customer. It's made to take people's money, go to the landfill so people can go back and drop more money for another disposable piece of junk like the last one they bought.
What I'm doing, Dave, is you said Chinese junk. I am seconding that by telling you that I know for a fact that these hubs that he has been replacing time after time after time come from China, because I have helped him put everyone on, and it's like never ending. And the disc rotors, which should be lasting 200,000 miles easily, are wearing out in 20,000.
By design.
Yes. Now, here's where I was going with this question, and I don't want to get too sidetracked, but I said it's the Chinese factory outlet. That's what I call Walmart. Now, did they take over and help destroy the electronics industry, the retail and electronics, we'll call it consumer electronics market. I'm talking about cameras. I'm talking about small handheld electronics, telephones, telephone sets, TVs, radios, computers. Were they a big part of making that shift from United States manufacturing over to China?
Oh, sure. And it went a lot further than the American electronics industry. I can remember, it was open, it was public knowledge. Walmart would directly assert pressure on thousands of U.S. manufacturers, telling them either you match the prices that we can obtain this inferior junk next to your product from the communist Chinese, either you match the prices that we can get it for in China, or we're going to buy from them. And that left American manufacturers in a position to where they had to make a choice. Do you remain with your commitment to your communities, to your employees, to the quality of your merchandise, or do you do what your primary supplier, your primary avenue to the customer is requiring you to do and relocate your factory to communist China? And, then the international organizations were created, principally under the Clinton administration. I understand they were on the drawing board under Bush 1, so, it goes across political lines. But to allow and finance, actually, where the U.S. taxpayers paid for the relocation of the American factories to communist China. And, an interesting thing, anytime an American company builds a China in factory, or a factory in China, there are two duplicate factories, one directly owned by the communist Chinese, and then another which is half owned by the Chinese government and half owned by the American company who built it, as I understand it. So you've got dual production capabilities, where, half of it is directly owned by the communist Chinese, which means that our patents aren't safe, our products aren't safe, and we've seen this play out over the years.
Hold that thought. David Klotz, Vin Finelli, USAPreparers.com, an expose on Walmart. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPreparers.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055, Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
You've seen them on Doomsday Preppers. You've seen them on network television, Shipping Wars, and the History Channel. Now, the strongest shelters money can buy are here. Atlas Survival Shelters. Made in America from 10-foot diameter galvanized corrugated pipe, up to 11 times stronger than square box shelters, and built to last up to 200 years. And you won't believe the amenities. Atlas shelters contain microwaves, refrigerators, big screen TVs, water tanks, septic systems, bulletproof hatches, and much more. Virtually everything you have at home, just buried 20 feet deep and bombproof. See the amazing Atlas Survival Shelters at atlassurvivalshelters.com or call 1-855-4-BUNKER. That's 855-4-BUNKER or atlassurvivalshelters.com. Financing now available. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
One of our faculty at USAPreparers.com, one of your instructors, is an expert in electronics. And he's an expert witness in litigation, as well as a designer of electronics. And he was shown two electronics products. I'm not going to tell you exactly what kind of products they were. And they were from China, both of them from China. Now, one of them was a legitimate product, and the other one was a knockoff. And he was asked to determine what the differences were between the knockoff and the legitimate product from China. And he looked at them, and he looked at them, and he looked at them, and he couldn't find a difference. Now, he was asked, there has to be a difference, because one of them is knocked off. One of them is a counterfeit. And he looked at him and looked at him and took them apart and looked at him with magnification and could not find a difference. What I'm doing is I am seconding exactly what David Klotz just said. And here's what happened. David talked about the redundant factories in China. Well, that's not what happened in this particular case. What happened is it was an American company that owned the product, and it was being manufactured in China. Now, while the Americans are on shift during the normal 8-to-5 shift, the American products were being made at this factory. When the American management went home during the night, the same factory was making the counterfeits. During the night shift.
Wow.
I'm seconding what you said, David, because obviously our thought, our initial thought pattern would be that they would be, clever. And they would set up a redundant factory and buy redundant machinery and redundant tooling and redundant dyes to make, you know, the counterfeits in another location where you couldn't find it. No, they are so brazen, they're making it in the same factory.
Yeah, and you talk about brazen, now they just bought America's largest pork producer. You know, this is the wave of the future. I've been trying to warn people for years. I actually believe that is the end game for Walmart. They would not have destroyed the economy of the United States to finance the communist regime in China if they weren't going to finish what they started. I believe, and I believe this because I was told this in confidence by a senior VP of Walmart years ago, that Walmart, the company, will ultimately sell out to communist China. So what these city councils are doing, like in Springfield, Missouri, where they're trying to roll over and give Walmart the economy, is they're actually ceding the future of their local economy directly to the communist Chinese. It's just a sin against their own people.
David, I haven't said this before on Genesis Communications Network, but I think it's okay if I say it. I have nothing to lose. I've been broadcasting. I got my start in Springfield, Missouri, on a radio station called KADI, 1 hour per week, following Dave Ramsey on a Wednesday. And I did that because I needed to promote the expo, and I was given a 1 hour a week radio show that turned into a 5 hour, 1 hour, five times a week radio show on KWTO. My last day is next Tuesday. And I have found, here's what, Dave, let me tell you what I found. I have found that Springfield is not hospitable to Vincent Finelli. I cannot have an expo there. They do things to really, really make it difficult for me. And so I've had to take the expo to Lebanon, who loves us. But the point is, when you go up against these people, when you go up against the city councils and you expose them for adding poison to the water, and you talk about 30% tax rates for conventions in Springfield, you talk about these things, you name their names, they come after you. And that they've done it to me, and they fired you, and I think they're going to fire me. So and I'm not making this up, class. So when we come back, we're going to talk about the details of Inside Walmart. Please share this with all your friends and family. And can you out there make this popular on YouTube? Everyone needs to know this. This is Vin Finelli, USA Prepares. David Klotz will be right back.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.